Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J.
Hey!
And I'm going to tell you something. We got a special guest today, but before I go any farther, I'm going to ask Ms. J if she don't mind taking the pleasure on bringing our guests on.
Absolutely. First of all, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We have a great show for you today, and we're very excited. Our guest, she does a lot of great things in her community. She's one of those women that has never forgot where she came from, and she, you know, keeps giving back and reaching back, and it's really awesome. So we'd like to welcome her to our show today. She's going to tell you a little bit about her. And we'd like to welcome Angelina, Dijon. I may pronounce it, I'm killing your name, but forgive me.
That's all right.
The right place. Some days
Angelina Dijon.
Thank you very much. So why don't you tell them a little bit about you, sweetheart, and tell them how to pronounce your name correctly, because I done blew it.
Angelina Dijon, but some pronounce it Dijon.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about you, sweetheart.
Okay. I have a network. It's called Something for the Ladies. I mentor. I do life coach. I do motivation speaking. I provide outlets for a lot of single mothers and children. I work under like domestic violence. With all ages, all nationality. I've opened up my doors to a lot. I just got incorporated through the state of Louisiana where I can go and open up a shelter for something for the ladies or whomever, you know, who's in need, in desperate need.
That's really awesome. Now, what made you, you know, we all have things in our lives that give us that epiphany of like, okay, this is it. I'm going to do this. What was it that made you want to do so many different type of things? I mean, because you're not just doing mentoring. You're not just motivating, you know, doing the speaking. But you're also, you're giving back. You're uplifting. So you're doing a whole bunch of things. What made you want to do so many things?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was once homeless. I was once battered. There was someone prayed for me, and there was someone that always opened up their doors for me. God has been really good in blessing me, and I want to give the same blessings and favors to others which God have given to me in what I'm doing.
That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Because you chose to be instead of the victim. And that's really awesome.
Yes, ma'am. We are. My motto is we rising above domestic violence.
Awesome.
And you know, Angelina, is so much of that going on in our communities. And even, you know, on both sides, because there's a lot of domestic violence with young people, males and females, and older people, males and females.
Yes.
And it's so important. But what I want to find out is why did you name Something for the Ladies? and, you know, explain to the audience what that means, something for the ladies.
We give back because so many have been battered or saying that, you know, when they were young, you're not going to amount to anything. You know, you're not going to do this. Mentally, physically, emotional, all of that are abuse. The worst kind of abuse is verbal. Hitting, I disagree with anyone, but hitting a person, cutting a person, you know, those wounds are healed. But verbal abuse, that'll never heal. That's a memory lasts forever. So with something for the ladies, is to bring their self-esteem back. You know, this is for you. And I get a lot of, you know, reach outs from males, you know, also too. But the main objective is for the ladies to, you know, bring their awareness back. You know, you are beautiful. You are somebody. You will make it. You can make it. You know, you can make anew. And that's why I named it, you know, something for the ladies, because rising above, it is something awesome for the ladies.
That's really powerful. And I do agree with the emotional, because the verbal affects your emotional psyche. And, you know, if, you know, you have to rebuild all that self-esteem back up and that confidence. And,
yes.
And that's cool that you chose that name, something for the ladies, because it lets them know they're special. That's how I looked at
yes.
it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
If I was one of the ladies, I would feel special because this is just for healing me. And not
healing.
That brothers don't deserve to be healed that are going through their challenges, but, you know, when you're hurting, you just need to feel it's about you.
It's about you.
So
it's about you.
Yes,
yeah, you're right. And that can stem from a lot of things, you know. Not only they lose people, I'm going to say, you know, people in general lose self-esteem from being
mm-hmm.
battered or, you know, verbally abused. But they lose self-esteem and they lose confidence.
Self-worth. Yes, sir.
Self-worth. You're right. Is when families don't stick with them.
We have a lot of that.
You know, and it's so important to have a close-knit family, you know, because, you know, you can come from a broken home, you know, and not get no attention, and it can lead
yes.
you to go astray.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know?
You're right about that family support.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really important. And a lot of people, you know, I think, well, it's not us. We have a tendency to judge and say we would do this and we would have done this, or I would have never
yeah.
done that. But I have known some strong women that have been in abusive relationships, and I would have never imagined that they would let somebody beat them up. Because you, as
yeah.
another person, you couldn't get a word in. And I couldn't imagine that somebody was beating them up at home. But I actually know they're powerful too, and I was very shocked. So you never know what goes on behind closed doors.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
And
looking at me, they'll say, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, sweetie. I just said we just got to stop judging and be more
open-minded
and hearted.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They judge my book. I have a whole story. I mean, looking at me, oh, she should be a model. She should be, you know, but I thank God for where I came from, because I've been shot at. I've been stabbed at. I've been thrown in front of an 18-wheeler, and yet I'm still standing. So it's not good to judge. You don't know the story,
That's
you
right.
know, unless that person open up that book and read it to you.
Absolutely. Speaking of the book, what type of programs do you have? Like, what do you? I'll go with the. We talk about domestic violence, and that's one of them. But you do some other things. But as far as domestic violence, if somebody came to you, is there a type of? Do you have something established of how you start off? You know, working with them and getting them involved and things like that. Do you have that set up?
Yes, ma'am. Right now in my home, I've housed just in my house. 10 young ladies. I had two males, ages 17, and I think the oldest one was 25. They were brothers. And I opened up my home to them. They have shelters out here in Louisiana. And I'm not, you know, I wasn't, you know, just coming from my home. Just, you know, somebody got jumped. Our mom, you know, threw them out, teenagers, whatever stuff. They always would call, you know, Angelina, my children, you know, they'll come and visit with the children and things of that nature. And you can tell they're going through something. And, you know, I just have that ear and I listen and then I explain something to them. Like I tell them, you know, I've been born at night, but it wasn't last night, you know, and some things I can tell you and share with you. If something I can't, then I can get another resource for you.
Okay, so you do other outside resources as well. So that's really good. That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
That's really good. And you take in boys. I mean, when you said two brothers, I got kind of quiet because I was like, wow. You know, because I'm going to tell you why. Because people are so quick to judge teenage guys. And they're so
They have it hard.
Yes. You know, they look like a thug or they probably should have got their butt whooped. You know, we're harder on guys. And I have to say that I know that we are. So the fact that you had enough humanity in yourself to see them just as human beings, and you could have said, well, I only work with girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I only help women.
Yes.
But you didn't do that. And to me, that is just like, that speaks volumes of your character, first of all. And
thank you.
It really touched my heart because I got a son, you know. So,
yes, sir.
And as a woman, you know, we don't always, you know, we do our best with them boys, you know. So,
yes,
that's pretty awesome. That's really nice.
Yes. I have five sons of my own. So, they kind of, and then I had brothers and had a bunch of, you know, uncles and, you know, more, you know, males than females. You know, so, yeah, I love my boys just as well as I love my girls. I love anybody that I can help and that wants to help. And, you know, I'm there for you. And we don't want you to repeat it. We want you to, you know, grow from it, learn from it, and don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. Sometimes you might do it maybe one or two times, you know, but that third time, we should get it. We should get it. And that's my dream. Our youth is it's our generation. We need our youth, and they are dying on the wayside. Back in our days, we had grandparents, and you know, and they acted like grandparents. I don't want to touch on nobody's shoes. You got grandparents now; they want to be just as young as the granddaughter, and
right.
It's unfair. You know, we have young ladies. You know, they're not taught, you know, about birth control pills. That's what I do. That's why you got the status so up of, you know, pregnancies from 15 on up, you know. They really need someone to talk to because sometimes mother and father's not there, and I'm not talking about anybody, but I'm just saying a stranger can help you, you know, quicker than your mother or your father. And
well, it's
right.
The village.
I just need...
It's the village. It doesn't necessarily have to be your mother and father, you know, because, like, these some kids on my parents' street, and if I see them acting up, I'll say something. And not because I'm trying to get in their business, but it's because I know I see better for them. So
yes,
I'm going to let them, don't do that, baby. Don't talk like that. No, if they'll see me, they'll stop cursing. They'll curse in front of all the rest of these adults, but if they see me, they'll go, shh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's because I took the time to let them know it's not cool. So they won't do it
it's
in front
cool.
of me.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am, and that's all they want. That's all they want. They don't want to do everything. They want you to say no to them. Believe it or not, they want you to say no, and they want to feel love. That's all they want. Love conquers multitude over all evilness. Just love. Just that smile. Just that hug.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
It ain't hard. Just that simple.
Absolutely.
It's simple.
I don't want to backtrack, but I want to backtrack a little bit about you. You know, you talked about the things that you've been through, you know, because I want to inspire somebody else because I got my story, but that's not my story. You know, I haven't experienced that. And so when you talk about, you know, the domestic violence that you experienced personally, can you share with the audience? Because there's somebody out there that's scared to go. There's somebody out there that think that he going to change or she going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so could you just, like, talk about that a little bit, about that being naive, that love hurts, because love does not hurt.
No, ma'am. Love does not hurt. You know, from a family, you know, and being thrown out in the streets and stuff, you know, you have certain individuals, you know, they look for that type. And when you don't, us young, you know, if we don't feel it at home, we take it to the streets and look for it. Everything that we're not getting at home, your friends, the saying now is, I'm a ride or die for you. You know, I got your back. I'm going to do this. What your mama not doing for you, I'm going to make it better for you. And, of course, maybe the first 2 or 3 weeks, everything seems, you know, it's good. You feel grown now. You know, you in this individual's home or what have you. Okay? Now you're getting to the point, you know, I need to go to school, because at the time, I was in school, but I missed more school because I was always kicked out of the home. And this individual, I'm going to say predator they have, because they're looking for some type of love. And what they do, they cling on you to draw off on you. That's where their control come in at. Now, you're looking for love. You see the difference? But they're looking for their control. And when they see that you want to do this, you do that. Okay, I just gave you a two-piece Happy Meal. You're not satisfied with that? I didn't say I wasn't satisfied with that, but I need to go and try to make it to school. Well, why would you want to go to school? Your mom don't want you. You don't have no place to go. So there go, you know, an argument back and forth. And then yet that person want to go back home, but she can't go back home. And the predator knows this.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You're missing school.
Right.
You are getting back in.
Okay, so that part we do know, because I work with human trafficking. So I understand the predator. But my question was, how did you get past all that and become who you are right now? Because, yes, the predators are there. They look for the weakness. You're on different levels of predators, too, because, you know, everybody don't want the same thing from you. Some people want you for this. Some people want you for that. So a lot of people get that confused. Every guy wants the same thing, but that's not true.
That's not true. No, ma'am. That's not true.
So when we're talking about predators, you're absolutely correct. But going through the, you know, being abused and going through all those different phases, and the healing, the anger, the shame, when you went through all those phases, I want to talk about how did you get yourself together to understand that it was not your fault. You know, you're not a victim. You're victorious. What got you to that point?
For number one, even though I was going through all that, I always had God and I always put him first. When it was nobody else I can talk to, I can talk to him. And none of my secrets went anywhere. Number two, when it was a close death with me, where this individual tried to slice the side of my face, and when I turned, he caught the bottom of my lip, and my lip was to my right ear. That was a wake-up call for me there. When all the strength that I had, and I don't condone, but I had to fight for my life. I actually had to fight for my life. And when this individual actually fell and hollered, is letting me know, you know what, he cries just like I cry. He hollered just like I hollered when I was being victimized. And that day on, showed me that you got the power within yourself. You let no one take that power from you. And I've been walking with my head ever since that day, and I never looked back or turned back.
Wow.
Yeah, so you took him off the pedestal. Because
right.
You had a
okay,
pedestal
okay.
of power, and you
okay,
took him
well,
off the pedestal. That's pretty awesome.
Okay. I really like that, but I wanted to just say something right quick. I want to let the audience know, if you want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1, and I will let you in, okay? So, man, that's an awesome testimony. You know,
yes, sir.
I am so shocked. I didn't know, to be honest with you, I didn't know that you had been so through so much devastation. That's devastating. You know, and I am very sorry to hear that. You know,
myself,
I don't think that no human beings should have to go through that. That's just,
absolutely,
you know, how I feel about it.
Yes, sir.
And especially our latest. And the reason for that is because, you know, people don't understand that, you know, they say the man is the head of the house, but at the
mm-hmm.
same token, the woman carried the man for nine,
Amen.
You know, eight, nine, seven, whatever, maybe 10, I don't know. But the woman is the one that made sure that the man and the girl was taken care of when she was carrying him. You
yes,
know,
sir.
And we should all, and I'm telling everybody listening in on the internet or, you know, calling in and listening, respect women. Please respect our ladies and our young girls, because we are men. If we're supposed to be the head of the house, we should set very good example, especially to our young girls, because they the one that gonna actually keep our generation going. So we have to respect them, you know.
Not
so,
only
but,
that, John, as a woman, we look for our men to be our protector. If the one that we count on to protect us is the one abusing us, that's really traumatizing, you know. And like you said, that being head of the household is not only just providing, but you're also that protector. You're the first man that your daughter sees, or you're the first
yes.
man that your son sees, so he knows how to be a man. So it affects everything, you know what I mean? And, you know, it affects everything. It really does. And so when we talk about laying our hands on each other, it's not good. And sisters that laying their hands on men, that ain't
mm-hmm.
right either. You
no.
know, it's not right.
No,
you know, we shouldn't be hitting each other in the first place, period.
Period.
You know, if you got a hit, then you need to walk. When it's time,
walk.
You got to lay hands, it's time to walk. And when you get that feeling, you don't need to be there no more.
Don't be there no more. Get out. Get out.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Angelina, another question I wanted to ask you is, what is your age bracket? What is the age bracket that you work with? Do you have a specific age bracket?
No, and it's funny that you ask. I have a 67-year-old lady. She's been staying with me for 2 years now. She's homeless. She's not homeless anymore. She's staying with me, but she was homeless, and I took her in.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Oh, yes. Age,
oh,
age, wow. it doesn't matter. Color, it doesn't matter. One young man, not telling his business, he's from Louisiana, but he had moved to Texas. And he was a close friend to one of my sons. And he had a job promising him, and unfortunately the job wasn't like it was supposed to be. And he got stuck out there. And he was living in a hotel. And he needed, you know, his way home. And he was at Motel 6. And what I did, I went to the Motel 6 out here. And I called, you know, to make sure, because, you know, make sure, you know, it's legit and everything or whatever and stuff. And sure enough, he had an hour to get out the room. And I wired him, well, we did it through Motel 6. And gave him a week's stay until he got, you know, his family together to remove him from Texas. I do those things also.
That's yeah. so awesome.
Wow.
You're awesome. Like, some people are just awesome. Like, you are really, you awesome. You're like the
yeah.
friend everybody should have. Like, seriously, because, you know, people like you, you're not afraid to get back. And you'd be surprised when you got that kind of light. That light is like energy. You know what I mean? It's positive
Ooh,
energy.
Thank you.
And it's really good, and you're going to get blessed for it.
Right.
You know,
and I want to tell the audience, I want you guys to please support Miss Angelina Dejean. We're going to have
Thank
her information at the end of the show. Miss J going to make sure that everything is that you guys can get in contact with her. I'm quite sure that she takes donations. What she just told me, what she did. This is the first time I've did this on the talk show, is asking people to support certain people, you know. But I think that is appropriate for me to say this, please support Miss Angelina Dejong, because
yeah,
I didn't know that she was doing all of this.
Yeah,
yes.
She's doing a lot, and that's out of her own pocket, you know. So it's a lot of people, and not taking anything from you, but we have had a lot of people that have doing things right out their pocket, and people, they don't know they're doing it, you know what I mean? And that's why the show is so important, because...
Okay, we have a caller.
We have so much troubles, people forget about people doing good. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's got a lot of troubles.
That's right.
But there's people out there still doing good in spite of all these troubles. And
in spite of...
And I want to talk about your gala. You had an all-white gala.
Okay. Can we take a caller?
Sure. She's going to talk about the gala, and then they can come on in.
Okay. Talk about your gala.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It was December the 9th of this year. It was awesome, and it was Rising Above Domestic Violence. And can I read something? What it was... says, love doesn't control. It is respectful. Love doesn't stay out all night. It brings you home on time. Love doesn't make you second guess yourself or your treasure within yourself. Love doesn't hit. Love doesn't cheat. Love doesn't steal. Love does not abuse in any way. It makes you feel better than you ever felt before. Stop using love as an excuse for being mistreated.
Wow. Love it.
We got to
love it.
And when we say love, we got to mean it. We don't have to hit or do a strong hold to prove yourself that you love somebody. Stop putting people in bondage. We got to set ourselves free. Free from a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Because that's not love.
Well, we got a caller.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from, and you have about 20 seconds to say something or ask a question.
Tommy Cole, calling from Lake Charles, Louisiana. How you doing, Mr. Brown, Ms. J, and Ms. Angelina?
Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
Hey.
I'm doing fine, Ms. Angelina. I don't have long, but I recall you did a program in honor of your mother for all the work that she did, and I see how it's falling through upon you, and you're doing an awesome work, man. And I didn't know that you was doing that much. I knew you were doing some work, but I didn't recognize that you were doing so much and how many people you were helping along the way. So, hey, I admire you for that. I encourage you to keep doing that good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I'm honored. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, we only got 2 minutes left on the show, you guys. So I'm going to ask Ms. J to close us out.
Well, first of all, thank you, everybody, for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate you taking the time. And, Ms. Angelina, if you have one positive thing to say to the audience before you leave, would you please go ahead and express that?
Love yourself. Put God first, love yourself, and everything else is going to fall in place. There are still some good people out there, and there's good people that's willing to help you along the way with anything.
Absolutely. And Mr. John L. Brown.
Well, I want to thank our special guest for coming on, Ms. Angelina Dejong. We enjoyed you, and I didn't know that you was doing all of that. You know, I knew that you was doing some positive work in the communities. And that's what we do. We scout around for people that's doing something really great in the communities. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing. And I'm going to pass it on. Go ahead, Ms. J.
Everybody, and good night. Peace and blessings.
Night.
Thanks for joining us.
Good night.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night.